Hello and welcome. This is Pastor Terry, and I'd like to welcome you to my Bible study podcast. This daily podcast is a place where we take the teachings of Scripture seriously, but ourselves, not so much. Join us as we dive into the sacred word of the Bible, and each time we read, we pray, we change the world. Welcome to Pastor Terry's Bible Study Podcast.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to today's podcast. It is Tuesday, January the 30th, 2024. And right here in the middle of winter, a little chilly outside in Tampa today, like we were just talking about on the live podcast. 40s. Yeah, guess we'll get up to about the 50s today, somewhere in there. Hope it's warm wherever you are, like if you're inside or, you know, wherever you're actually sitting, standing, you're good. It's nice and toasty where I'm at, right? I mean, got my coffee, roof over my head, heater's on. I mean, count your blessings, right? Good morning, everybody. Hello, Nona. Hello, Ann. We are in the fourth week of Epiphany. So this is the fourth week after Epiphany. And so we're doing our readings along with the church calendar, which is a two-year cycle where you read through the entire Bible in a couple of years. And so today our readings are in Genesis chapter 21, Hebrews 11, and John chapter 6. Hope you guys are doing well. Thank you guys for sharing the podcast. Really appreciate that. We're up to about almost 100 subscribers for the YouTube channel now. I think it's 90, right below 100. So I think you get more like options when you hit 100, over 100 subscribers. I think there's some customization things you can do to your page. I think it seems like I remember that when we did that with the church, when we started the Bayside YouTube channel, that once we got to 100 subscribers, then I think we could actually customize it in some way. I don't remember how, but I just remember that. So anyway, thank you for subscribing. Thank you for sharing it and all of that. So yeah, let's jump in. Genesis chapter 21 and see what the Lord has to say to us today through his word. You know what we do. We read, we pray, we change the world. Genesis chapter 21, 1 through 21. Now the Lord was gracious to Sarah, as he had said, and the Lord did for Sarah what he had promised. You know what's cool about that? You can replace that phrase and put your name in there. And there's a lot of truth in that, right? That first verse, you could say the same thing of your own life. Now the Lord was gracious to Terry, and he did what he said, as he had said, and he did for Sarah, for Terry, what he promised. You can put your own name in there: Nona, Ann, Trevor, Tim, Bill, Tim. There's another Tim. There's several Tims. Yeah. Verse 2, Sarah became pregnant, and now I can't say that, couldn't say that part about everybody, just the first verse. goodness. just the first verse, guys. Sarah became pregnant and bore a son to Abraham in his old age. At the very time God promised him, Abraham gave the name Isaac to the son Sarah bore him. When his son Isaac was 8 days old, Abraham circumcised him as God commanded him. Abraham was 100 years old. Ooh, man. When his son Isaac was born to him, Sarah said, God has brought me laughter. Remember when Abraham told Sarah that what God had told him, that they were going to have a son and that she was going to have a son, she laughed. And so Isaac's name means she laughed. It's kind of beautiful, right? Joy, like surprise, laughter, like shock, like, yeah. So, Sarah said, God has brought me laughter, and everyone who hears about this will laugh with me. They will delight with me. And that's my prayer for some of you today, that God would bring you laughter. We do a pretty good job of laughing here on the podcast. We do chuckle a little bit, you know. Well, while we take the word of God seriously, we don't mind not taking ourselves too seriously. And if we say something funny, we just laugh. You know, trying to be all stuffy religious and whatever. If it's funny, it's funny, you know. But maybe some of you need to, you know, on a deeper level, have your joy restored to you. And I pray that today's word will encourage you, that the joy of the Lord would be your strength, that he would replace your mourning with laughter, that he would replace your heavy heart with encouragement, with delight, with hope. Yeah. Verse 7. And she added, who would have said to Abraham that Sarah would nurse children? Yet I have borne him a son in his old age. Verse 8, the child grew up and was weaned, and on the day Isaac was weaned, Abraham held a great feast. But Sarah saw that the son whom Hagar the Egyptian had borne to Abraham was mocking, and she said to Abraham, get rid of that slave woman and her son, for that woman's son will never share the inheritance with my son, Isaac. So you remember, it was Sarah's idea. Hagar had a child. But when the true promise came, which was really God's plan through Sarah all along, it was never to go through Hagar. Hagar was Abraham and Sarah's idea. It wasn't God's idea. But anyway, at this point, and then when Sarah gets her own baby, she's getting a little spiteful. Not the best look for Sarah here. So she didn't want Isaac around Ishmael. The matter distressed Abraham greatly because it concerned his son. Ishmael's his son. He still loves him. But God said to him, do not be so distressed about the boy and about your slave woman. Listen to whatever Sarah tells you. Yeah, don't, you know, yeah, if you want what's good for you, if you want to live peacefully the rest of your days, listen to what Sarah tells you. Because it is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned. So Isaac is the promised son. So listen to what Sarah's saying, because, you know, whether you like it or not, as painful as it is, Isaac is the promised, the heir of the promise, and the seed through whom the promise to all nations would come. And there's this principle, and it's mentioned over in the book of Hebrews. We may read it here in a few minutes. I don't think it's the same part of Hebrews, actually. But it's this principle of, like, you know, sometimes when God promises us something, or we can tend to try to create the answer ourselves, manipulate. God says, I'm going to do this for you. God says, this is coming. Just be patient. I'm going to do this great thing on your behalf. I'm going to work this out. I'm going to do this. But we can be tempted to manipulate and create our own solutions. In other words, we can try to answer our own prayers. Well, the problem with answering your own prayers is this, that when the true answer to prayer comes, which is from God, the made-up answer that you created got to go. Because there's not room enough for both. There's not room enough for our manipulated answer to the prayer and the true answer to the prayer that comes from God. And so for the true answer to prayer that comes from God to be present, then the one that we made up, we've got to let it go. And so when Isaac shows up, Ishmael's got to go. Right? Ishmael was a human attempt to answer a prayer. When God answered the prayer through the promise that he had made, which was Isaac, well, there's not room for Ishmael then in that promise, because the answer was Isaac. It's just a lesson, and a big lesson, in trusting God and waiting for his answer, not to manipulate, being cautious not to answer our own prayers, you know. Allow God to do his work. Verse 14, early the next morning, Abraham took some food and a skin of water and gave them to Hagar. This is a sad scene, guys. This right here is really kind of sad. Early the next morning, Abraham took some food and a skin of water and gave them to Hagar. He set them on her shoulders and then sent her off with the boy. That's sad, man. There's some grieving. She went on her way and wandered in the desert of Beersheba. That visual, right? That the putting the water on her shoulders, getting her ready for her voyage, and sending her away. And you get to her, the image, just Hagar and her son kind of walking away. Ooh, that kind of tugs at your heart, doesn't it? Watch this. Watch what he says. Then she went off and sat down about a bow shot away, for she thought, I cannot watch the boy die. And she sat there. She began to sob. Single mom, man. She's now a single mom. Like, how am I gonna ever provide for this son? How am I ever gonna help him to make it? How are we ever gonna make it in this life? But this is beautiful. Then God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water. So she went and filled the skin with water and gave the boy a drink. God was with the boy as he grew up. He lived in the desert and became an archer. While he was living in the desert of Paran, his mother got a wife for him from Egypt. They're going to be all right. They're going to be all right. The boy, not that there weren't some hard days, but the boy ended up getting a wife from Egypt, and so the wife and the boy would obviously take care of Hagar. But it hurt Abraham to have to let that go. And sometimes when we, our made-up answers to prayers, it's painful to let them go. not in the same way a son would be, but in a relative fashion. All right, let's jump over to Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 11, 13 through 22. Welcome, everybody. So glad you guys are on. Thank you guys for spending some time in the Word of God this morning. All these people were still living by faith when they died. Remember, this is the chapter of faith in Hebrews 11. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance, admitting that they were foreigners and strangers on earth. People who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. If they had been thinking of the country they had left, they would have had opportunity to return. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. So he's saying all these people that are these heroes of the faith, you know, Abraham and Noah, Enoch, Abel, and the like, were people who were journeying towards a better, they knew that their residence was heaven. Their residence was with God. That was their ultimate residence. They were looking for a country. They were wanderers in this world. Pilgrims, as it were, passing through, looking for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. And he's prepared a city for you. If child of God, there's a city waiting for us, a heavenly city, the New Jerusalem. That is where our ultimate citizenship is. Continuing on, by faith, Abraham, when God tested him, offered Isaac as a sacrifice. He who had embraced the promises was about to sacrifice his one and only son, even though God had said to him, "It is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned." Abraham reasoned that God could even raise the dead, and so in a manner of speaking, he did receive Isaac back from death. So sometimes we wonder what was going through Abraham's mind when he did this. Well, the Hebrews writer is saying, well, for one thing, Abraham had enough faith in God that he believed that even if this, you know, seemingly horrific thing came to pass, God could raise Isaac back to life. He had that kind of faith. I mean, he had made him a father at his old age, which was inconceivable. But yeah, so God could do anything. It also kind of gives a, you know, given what we just read, it also gives a window into, you know, what an incredible act of faith that was to bring Isaac up on Mount Moriah, right? When he had already had to get rid of Ishmael, he already had to let that go, right? And now it's the prospect of having to let his one and only son go as well. That was a huge act of faith. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau in regard to their future. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each of Joseph's sons and worshiped as he leaned on the top of his staff. That's a beautiful image, too, of an elderly man who's leaning on his staff because, you know, he's unstable on his own two feet, but he's leaning on his staff for support and is still worshiping God. Man, that's beautiful. Verse 22. 13 through 22. By faith, Joseph, when his end was near, spoke about the exodus of the Israelites from Egypt and gave instructions concerning the burial of his bones. Faithful. faithful saints of God till the very end. John chapter 6, John chapter 6, verses 41 through 51. John 6, 41 through 51. So what are the themes that we're reading about today? Well, obviously, the Abraham and Isaac story is a continual theme. Faith, obviously, a theme. True faith, right? I'm sure you did. John chapter 6, John chapter 6, 41 through 51. Yeah, obedience is definitely a theme, right? Obedience of Abraham, the obedience of the in the hall of faith. Yeah. John 6, 41 through 51. At this, the Jews there began to grumble about him because he said, "I am the bread that came down from heaven." They didn't like that. They said, "Is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he now say, 'I came down from heaven'?" Look, we know that boy's mom and daddy. We know his mom and daddy. How he claiming to come down from heaven when we know his mom and daddy? His mom and daddy married Joseph. Verse 43, stop grumbling among yourselves. Stop grumbling. Don't you love that? Jesus just, man, sometimes Jesus just spoke right to the nasty. He said, just stop your grumbling. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws them, and I will raise them up on the last day. It is a miracle, man. Anytime someone comes to the Lord, because it, you know, just as Jesus says here, no one comes to the Father unless the Spirit draws them. Like the Father draws people to Jesus. And that's a miraculous thing. Of course, we have free will, but it's still, there's a wooing, there's a leading that takes place that comes from the Father. Verse 45, it is written in the prophets, they will all be taught by God. Everyone who has heard the Father and learned from him comes to me. No one has seen the Father except the one who is from God. Only he has seen the Father, that is Jesus, right? Came down from heaven. He was with God, with the Father. He's the only one who's ever seen the Father. Verse 47, very truly, I tell you, the one who believes has eternal life. Verse 48, I am the bread of life. He said it again. He reiterated it. I am the bread of life. I am the one who brings life to your spirit, eternal life, sustenance that will last. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, yet they died. But here is the bread that comes down from heaven, which anyone may eat and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. Praise God. How about that? He said, he promised that several times in those verses. Like, I'll raise them up on the last day. And then again, he says, if you eat this bread, you'll live forever. This is the bread of my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. Man, what a tremendous promise for the children of God. That Jesus not only sustains and blesses abundantly here, but he also gives us this beautiful promise of eternal life with him. Yeah, there's definitely a theme of trusting God, taking God at His word, right? Trusting the promise, and that's you know that as believers we trust this, right? Like we trust that no one has ever died and been to heaven and come back. I mean, I know there's people who've written about what they've saw after death, but I mean, like in a complete literal way. And so we trust that what Jesus has promised to us is true. That when Jesus promises, I will raise you up at the last day, that if you take of this living bread, you will have eternal life. It's faith. It's promise, right? No one has seen it all. Scripture says that. No eye has seen, no ear has heard. But although the Spirit has revealed certain things to us, but literally we take it by faith and we take it on the basis of the reality. This is what it all comes, the reality and the reliability of Jesus's testimony. Why do we believe that we would actually have eternal life? We believe it because we trust Jesus. Why do we believe that as a follower of Jesus, when I close my eyes for the final time, I'm going to wake up in the presence of Jesus? I trust it because of I trust Jesus. It's a promise. That the one who gave the promise is faithful. A promise is only as good as the person who makes it. And we believe that Jesus is faithful. He's trustworthy. That he does what he says. We believe that when he said 2,000 years ago that they would destroy his body, but on the third day he would rise again, we believe that he literally did that. He rose again on the third day on what would be the first Easter Sunday, first day of the week. And the basis of that testimony and the reliability of Jesus, we believe that one day that's going to happen for us too. Because he said it would. He's a promise maker and he's a promise keeper. And to the degree that we're willing to base our lives on it, we'll base our very lives on the reliability of Jesus' word. Because what he says, he does. Man, I hope that encourages you today. I hope that's a reminder that every promise that God has made to you is yes and amen in Jesus. Yeah. So we don't have to struggle and strive to try to make our own answers to the prayer. Jesus has already done that. We trust him because he is good. All right, you guys, thanks so much for being on. Let's pray. Lord, thank you so much for your holy word. Thank you for my friends today and the opportunity that we have to read the word together. I know you're speaking to each of their hearts just like you're speaking to mine. I thank you that we can share that together in community, across states, across time zones, we can even across continents in some cases. We can share that together. Thank you that you are in all places at all times, and you are all powerful. Thank you, Lord. Lord, help us to be those who trust you, who walk in step with your Spirit, who don't try to get ahead of you and create our own answers to prayers, but pray, trust you, and wait for the results that you bring. Lord, thank you for my friends. I ask that you would encourage and strengthen them today. Whatever they need, may you bless them and encourage them. May you move in their lives in a great way so that they see how good and merciful and mighty you are. You are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We believe you and we trust you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you, my friends. Thank you so much for being on today. Thank you for taking time to be a part of this podcast. Thank you for subscribing to the YouTube channel. If you subscribe, you'll be notified every time we go live. So take a minute if you haven't yet to subscribe to the channel. YouTube, hit that like button before you leave right up there at the top, right up there. Thank you guys on the audio podcast. Have a great day. Thank you for liking, subscribing, sharing, all that stuff. Thank you for leaving a comment. a review. All those things are greatly appreciated. You guys have a fantastic day. We'll be back at it tomorrow, same time. We'll see you then. Bye.
Thank you for joining me on today's podcast. I hope you enjoyed the show. If this episode has been an encouragement to you, take a minute to subscribe or comment or share it with your friends. You can find me, Pastor Terry, and Bayside Church on all social media platforms. You can find Bayside at Bayside Church SH. Until next time, remember, God's word is true. Everything else is merely commentary. God bless you. We'll see you next time.